Hello, everybody. Welcome to Harvey Our Boys podcast. Yes, I know, I don't sound like Harvey, but unfortunately, Harvey's unable to speak to the mic at this time, so I'm just gonna have to fill in for him. He did give me some notes to go off, so just hang in here while I try to read this terrible handwriting. Well, Paul Redding, I guess. I don't know what you consider it. Well, anyway, back on topic. If you're new to the world of Harvey, let me fill you in quick. Harvey's a young Scooby-Doo-looking pooch who loves making new friends every day. He started off on Instagram, where you can follow him if you would like. Harvey Our Boy is his handle, of course. And then moved to writing articles on my website, and then to Facebook, then Twitter, and now here. He's also taken over my website now, so there's that. So on behalf of my boy Harv, hello everyone! Harv and I talked it over, and we figured we would start our podcast off with asking some of our beloved followers, what makes you a good doggo? Since most of our followers are indeed doggo accounts, they were able to answer honestly from their own perspective. Some of you that have been with us may have remembered Harvey's article about the art of being a good boy, where he went into detail about what makes him a good doggo. He listed things like guarding his mommy, even when she's in the shower, and yes, he does do that, letting water fall out of his mouth after he takes a drink, which helps clean the floor, sitting guard at the window to keep an eye on the pesky cows, and bringing Aunt Bridie's socks down the stairs in the morning, even when she doesn't want him to. You know, things like that. Good doggo things. He had hoped he could get some good responses from other dogs' perspectives, and he was blown away by the number of responses. Some were quite silly, and some were very heart-touching, so we thought we would share some of these incredible things that dogs do on the daily to make them the wonderful pooches they are. To start, we got one of our Instagram followers to answer, Nori, a cute black lab mix with the handle Jams and Nori, said that he said he is a good boy when he waits for his mom when they get ready for walks. Thank you, Nori. That is such a good boy of you. Now let's turn to our Twitter responses, where doggos made a lot of confessions, they called them, about what makes them good doggos. Our first one here is from Tonka. I give my human a feeling of security and company. As long as I'm there, she walks through pitch-black forests and hikes in the mountains. Her anxiety wouldn't let her do that, so I give her freedom, and I let her borrow my joy when she has trouble feeling her own joy. That's a really sweet and heart-touching one. Let's see, our next one's from Stort, aka Little Dude. I stick close to my mama, who has been unemployed and pretty depressed, for a year on Saturday because of this pandemic. Also, I conveniently expose my tummy whenever she's within 3 feet of me, so she doesn't have to make too much of an effort to scratch my tummy. That's another cute one. All right, let's see. What else we got here? All right, next we got Riley, Are You, and Bella Blue. Thanks, Harvey. Let me bark my virtues. I'm a really great listener. I am adorable. I love fetching. Not always retrieving. Depends on my mood. I'm furry loyal. Yeah, that's a cute one, too. Wilbur the Wonder and Ernie the Explorer said, what makes me a good doggo? I'm a great lap dog, great cuddler. I finish my meals. I make sure Ernie eats because he is so slow eating, and I'm willing to finish his meals, but my parents watch me all the time. Oh, Harvey's always trying to steal his brother's meals too. Next we have Andy and Sophia. They say, I keep my pack safe from the stranger in the hotel room. He's handsome and may be a good boy, but can't be too sure. It's a dog barking in the mirror. That's kind of cute. JP the stray dog says, I used to lick my private parts, then lick my human's face. They usually started jumping in loud happiness. That made me the best doggo ever. You know, I'd probably jump in loud happiness too. Cookie and Muffin said, I, Cookie, am a devoted singer, and Muffin is a fierce protector. I wish Harvey would sing. That would be cute. Paddlefoot said, I'm a doggy. Any more questions? You know, you have a valid point there, Paddlefoot. Being a doggy does make you automatically a good boy. Or girl. Sonny says, what makes you a good doggo? I'm a sweet boy. I'm always happy. I show my humans that I love them every day by giving them attention, like sitting on their laps, playing with them, having them exercise me by taking them on walks. Paddlefoot also said, I don't even know how it happened. I just... That's true, Paddlefoot. You just is good doggy. Lily and TJ's dad. TJ said, I asked TJ this question, and he replied, I let you sleep in my big bed with me, don't I? Then he went back to sleep. You know, Harv, he's always hogging the bed. He's always pushing me out of the bed. So I don't think that makes him a good doggo, but I'm glad your doggo lets you share the bed with them. Meg Cuvier, Cuvier? Don't mind me. I'm not very good at pronouncing things. What makes you a good dog? I keep Stella from being lonely. I make my mama smile. I squeak, therefore, I am a good dog. I'm also a great snuggle buddy. You look really snuggly. I'd love to snuggle you. Hampton the Akita says, I'm a good doggo because I'm a good guard dog. I'm vocal to my paw runs. I'm smart, and I don't chew the couch anymore. That's good. Can you teach Harv not to chew the couch anymore? Because I would highly appreciate that. Obi the Offie and Mina the Menace. Mina said, I got to have a turn. Why I'm a good doggo. The stuffed toy population is kept under control. I make sure all have a clean plate, even if I have to help. I keep my mom from being lazy by never letting her sleep past 6 a.m. You sound like quite the good doggo. My Harvey, he's good at keeping the stuffed population down too. Everywhere I look, there's fluff. Laura Beagles, Emma, and Pepper? They are good doggies because we make our family happy. We keep the squirrels busy. We keep the floors crumb-free, and we love to cuddle. Oh, we love beagle cuddles. Harvey Hick gets beagle cuddles all the time. Patricia's son says, "What makes me a good doggo? Nothing according to my human. I say it's my brains, beauty, and evil charisma. Your fur friend, Tundra." That was a cute one. Ooh, Michelle Whitmore says, "I'm a good doggo because I'm cute. I give best kisses, and I learned to potty outside today." That's a big accomplishment. Congratulations, little beagle friend. Laura Kaufman says, thank you, Scout. I'm a good doggo because I love my mommy and daddy. I roo to let my mommy and daddy know when someone comes to the house. I'm very pretty, and I don't make doo-doo in the house. That's very good, doggo. We don't like when you do doo-doo in the house. Could you come teach Harv that he doesn't need to doo-doo at 6 a.m.? Lucy Lou and Maggie May say, I don't pester my older sister too much. I don't go far, and I pay attention to Mama at the dog park. I mesmerize everyone with my eyes to convince them I'm a good doggo. That's true. My dad, he doesn't think that Harv's a good boy, but when Harv gives him the eyes, there's no going back from that. Chai Doodle and the Golden Doodle say, I good doodle because I greet the mailman at the window every day. So does Harv. I take walkies with my daddy at the farm. Baths are a must afterwards. Same thing with Harv. Chaperone the humans on their car rides. He literally sits by my face and watches me while I drive. I can't. Give the best snuggles. Find the enemy and destroy them. Oh, he's destroying a stuffed animal. That's so cute. Ruthie the Beagle says, I is a good doggo because I tell my mom when there's a dead mouse in the yard. I don't eat the mouse. I is a good hostess to other doggies. I is a good doggie because mom says so. I'm happy you don't eat the mouse because one time Harvey found a dead rat in our yard and he swallowed the whole thing whole. And like we tried to pull it out, but there was no stopping him. And I don't know how he digested that fine, but he did, and it was disgusting. It was the grossest thing in the world. Laura the Beagle says Pepper brings fresh kills to the back door like a cat. Emma eats whatever she catches. Oh, that's oh, gross. We're still getting more responses to this question, actually. So if you would like to read some more of these silly dog confessions, feel free to follow Harv on Twitter. His handle is at Harvey underscore our, and his name pops up as Harvey our boy. Thanks for taking the time to listen to our silly podcast. We hope you got a few good laughs out of it because we sure did reading most of these responses. If you'd like to be included in the next podcast, try answering one of our questions on social media for a chance to be featured. We love supporting all our doggo loving friends. Oh wow, almost missed the last note from Harvey. He says, don't forget to give your doggies lots of treats and let them have some of your food. Harvey, we've gone over this. I don't always have to share my food with you, bud. And neither do these listeners. Okay, bud. Okay, I'll tell him. I'll tell him. He says, maybe just consider it. I'm sorry. Okay, have a nice week.